Happy the man who trusts in the Lord. It's like a tree planted beside the waters, whose branches and roots stretch far. They go deep so that the tree is strong and remains strong. A beautiful image that we are called to trust God in depth, not in surface. Always to go deeper with God, who's always going to bring something more, who's always going to show us something more. And because we go deeper with God, then our roots are firm, our base is firm, our foundation is strong. Now, we're not immune with that strength from whatever comes before us. But because we're rooted in God, we can face whatever it may be. And hopefully see the hand of God and the face of God in the midst of that moment of struggle. Lord, I trust in you, we pray, don't we, every day. But do we mean it? Does it mean that my life is firmly rooted in God? Do I have that firm foundation in my life? And if not, how do I live that out every day? The powerful gospel today is the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Now, if you were listening closely, I have a question for you. Can you remember the name of the rich man? It's not given, is it? Nowhere. He's an adjective. Whereas the name of Lazarus is mentioned 5 times. The name Lazarus means God helps. So we have this powerful story of the rich man with all his everything, linens, food, palaces, everything that he has. And the poor Lazarus who sleeps at his doorstep. If only he could just eat the scraps that fall from the table. He doesn't want a place at the table, even the scraps will be enough. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. Can we think of anything more repulsive? And yet that image that even the animals care for Lazarus more than this rich man, whoever he is. When they die, it says that Lazarus is carried off into the bosom of Abraham. That image is still there in the funeral rites of the church today, sending forth into the bosom of Abraham. The rich man dies and is buried. One of the earliest images in Luke's gospel of this sense of being deprived of God, which we might say is hell, this image of fire. The rich man begs to be quenched because of the flames and also the chasm, the distance between one place and the other. Lazarus is now rewarded in the bosom of Abraham. The rich man is suffering. But he still recognizes Lazarus, which is interesting. And he says to Abraham, send Lazarus to help me. And the response kind of comes back almost as to say, you had the chance to help Lazarus and you never did anything for him. And now you want his help. Well, in that case, says the man, send him to my family, that they might change their ways, that they may listen, because I don't want them to come and experience this as well. And the wise Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets. Ah, but no, if Lazarus comes back, Father Abraham, and Abraham says no. If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to be persuaded even if someone should rise from the dead. Still kind of looking for the way out, you know? Still looking for that easy ride. We know what we have to do in the dailiness of life and in our prayer. But am I looking for something more? You know, do I kind of go to God in my prayer and say, if only God you would, whatever it may be. So I kind of put a condition on my prayer. I kind of bargain with God. Sometimes I might even try to blackmail God a little bit, you know? Because I think that's the easy way out. I have Moses and the prophets, whatever that represents, in my life today. I know what I should be doing, what I should be saying, how I should be living, what my prayer should be. But does my prayer include Lazarus in my midst? Today, Pope Francis had a very simple phrase. He said, to ignore the poor is to scorn God. It's a powerful image, isn't it? But what does Lazarus represent in our lives today? Is there a Lazarus in my life that I just don't recognize, acknowledge, support, encourage, love, whatever it may be? Is there a Lazarus that I look past every day, that I literally step over on my way to the busyness of my life? Because I've got more important things to do than to be worried about Lazarus and whoever or whatever he represents in my life today. And in kind of a, as I'm saying this, it's formulating in my head. Do I let the dog take care of Lazarus instead of me? The beautiful image is always from God of one of compassion and understanding. And he asks us to share that with our sisters and brothers, especially those who are less fortunate. We have so many opportunities to do that. It doesn't take a lot. Part of our Lenten penance and our Lenten journey is about almsgiving. How do I share what I have, the richness of my life, with whoever and whatever Lazarus needs today? Am I conscious of the different charities that I know I could support, but maybe I choose not to for whatever reason? The people that need help in our own community, in our own neighborhood, hey, even in our own families. I'm not sure that when I get to heaven, I want to be remembered as the man with no name. I don't think any of us want that, because we desire that when God looks at us, he will say, well done, and call us by name and invite us to share in eternal life. As we continue this Holy Mass, let us ask God to strengthen again that faith and that trust that we have in him. and ask him to send us forth simply to take care of Lazarus, to build up God's kingdom, and to do the will of God.